Hey everyone, this is Kirk Semenoff, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, and welcome to episode 362 of the Biz Talk with the Wichita Business Journal podcast. We created this podcast 7 years ago because we want to provide you with some insight into the people, places, companies, organizations, and issues that are important to Wichita's business community. This week's insight, though, is about ourselves here at the WBJ. We're turning blue, and not from holding our breath. The first redesigned Wichita Business Journal will be hitting mailboxes at companies and homes around the area on Friday. And managing editor Shelby Kellerman and I will talk about the changes. We promise they're all good, but there will be some things you notice and some things you don't. Shelby joins me in just a minute. But first, here's a look at what's in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, our first redesigned paper. Our 2024 Real Estate Awards is this week's cover story. We honor 46 individuals or companies who work in commercial real estate, residential real estate, development, home building, architecture, and more. It was a great time recognizing those folks Thursday at Mark Arts, and you can learn all about them beginning on page 23. We have two lists in this week's paper, Physician Group Practices and MBA Programs. Those are very different lists, and you can see our new design for list pages beginning on page 16. Our monthly Young Professionals series returns with Young Professionals in Marketing. Meet these marketing whiz kids. Okay, some are older than kids, but meet them beginning on page 53. Part of our mission is to help small and medium-sized businesses grow. One way we try to accomplish that is through our weekly public records section. We list everything a business owner could want to know to help make his or her business better. The public records page is on page 65. Equity Bank means business. That's why they've created business solutions to help you solve your business challenges. Visit them today at equitybank.com. Shelby Kellerman is our managing editor, and she and I on Thursday afternoon are holding in our hands new redesigned Wichita Business Journals. And the topic of conversation this week is our redesign, but it's also let's take a look at, do redesigns matter in newspapers anymore? Because we think they matter, of course. We're changing 40 things in a paper you get every week as subscribers. We want to know whether it's something that you care about. And I'm certain you'll let us know if you don't like something, but please let us know if you do like something. So Shelby, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Of course, anytime.
Okay, so this paper, the paper that people will see on Fridays at their places of business, wherever they get their mail, is smaller in depth. It's a shorter paper, but it's also got a much cleaner look because we're using a better brand of paper. What strikes you first?
Well, the thing that we're all drawn to, I think, is the bright white paper. So we've changed the paper quality. So what used to be kind of like a, I don't know, grayish tone to the page itself is now bright white. And we're really excited about that because it just really pops, I think. I think our photos and our artwork and everything that you see in the paper is just going to pop so much more. It just looks so much sharper and cleaner, crisper, I guess. And so I'm just really excited about what that's going to mean for our photo quality and even down to the quality of the advertising itself. So that definitely stands out.
Yeah. When we got the first issues, you know, for folks who don't know, we print at Valley Logistics up in Valley Center, and they've been our printing partner for years. And the first thing that I saw when I picked up a copy this morning was, wow, that's white paper and everything pops off the page. It's really a nice addition. It is a smaller paper, but we will get into the details of that. But it is a paper that you can just hold and it really, everything artistically pops. Advertisers will like it too because it really makes their advertising pop. It's not the newsprint that you remember from the past.
And I'll also say, even though you're saying it's smaller, it's not smaller in terms of page size. Like we are not at all taking down the number of pages of our publication. I mean, you'll see in Friday's paper, it's 72 pages. So, you know, the page count is not going to change at all in terms of the thickness of the paper. But
but it's the dimensions of the paper. So it's just a little bit shorter, a little bit squatter, not as tall, but just an important distinction.
I should use my words more carefully. Yes, not a smaller paper, but just in height, it's a little different.
Yes.
Our patient designers wondering what the heck we're doing starting with a 72-page paper in a first week of a redesign, but we think it went pretty well, without much problems. But the paper looks great. We ought to talk about why we're doing this. American City Business Journals is our parent company, and it has around 40 print publications around the country. Wichita is the smallest, and we're not in every city bigger than Wichita, obviously, but we're in quite a few bigger cities. And for all these years, we have not had a same size publication throughout the company. But now the desire is, let's have the same size to be able to print in more places for people, for markets that are closer together. And let's make it easier for advertisers to have the same size ad run in the Wichita Business Journal as the Kansas City Business Journal, as the Cincinnati Business Journal. Make all that uniform and make some of the story packages that we run sometimes that we don't create ourselves locally, but nationally, those are the same size as well. So it makes it a lot easier in those fronts. People probably want to know why we're going blue instead of red. It was not our choice. Everybody in ACBJ is going blue. Over the years, there's been Ruby, which is what Wichita was starting in 2014. There's Navy, which Kansas City was a Navy market. There's been
green. There's a couple greens.
There's a couple of emerald. I think they called it emerald to make it fancy. There were some emerald markets as well. They decided as long as we're going uniform, let's go uniform across the board in terms of color. So our Wichita Business Journal flag at the top each week will be blue. Our pages inside will have more blue fine tuning to them, like our topics pages that we'll talk about in a little bit, list pages, leads pages. Every news page will have more of a blue trim than the ruby trim that you're used to. Some of the other things you're going to get used to, we think, are pleasant additions to the paper. We know how readers and business people look at our lists each week. Our list appearance is going to change in a minor way. You're still going to get, you're actually going to get more entries per list on a page than you had in the past. But because of some of the fine tuning on the page, we get extra entries on there. And we will also be able to take you with your smartphone, scan the QR code at the bottom of the page. You'll be able most weeks to go to an expanded list on our website. We know that everybody who's a print subscriber is also a digital subscriber. So we know that you can go to that list online quickly and get many more, sometimes hundreds of more listings than we can fit into the paper. Shelby, our reporter pages, which we've called in the past, everybody's got a reporter page where they've got their headshot at the top and then what they cover on that page. That's going to change quite a bit for the better, we think. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, and maybe it's not from the reader's perspective that much different, but now we are calling our reporter pages topic pages. So instead of this being a dedicated reporter page, we're kind of theming the page, so to speak, around a topic that might have been in the news for the previous week. You'll see a topic of real estate potentially one week, but then the next week maybe that same page is banking, or maybe it's development. And so it's themed around that topic, and so you might have multiple reporters contributing to that page if they both happen to have, written about the same topic. I mean, there might even be one week where it's a company is the topic, something along those lines. And so so that's a little bit different. And the stories on the topic pages as well are going to be just a little bit smaller. We've got some kind of bite-sized stories, and so we recognize that that's the way a lot of people read these days. They're busy people and they've got a lot of things on their desk, and so they might be wanting to get through a story quicker. So you'll see
more stories potentially on a page that are just kind of bite-sized pieces. And of course, you know, if you want to read the full story, all of these stories are online as well, and probably go into a lot more detail. So you can always visit our website to continue reading more information.
One thing that we've done for years in all business journals is the leads page, where we you know, knock out new lawsuits, new corporations, building permits, both commercially and residential, bankruptcies, liens that have been released. I think I got them all. That's changing too. We know how much not all readers read the tiny type, but many readers like to look through the fine print to see what's going on. We are going to produce this and present it in a different way, where it's going to be more of a trends page within the paper. It's going to show you there are more commercial real estate permits over the past weeks than in earlier or over year to year than the prior year. But one thing we also do, much like the list page, is we have a QR code at the bottom of the page where if you are the old style, want to look through every single line of tiny type to see what's going on, we make that available to you too. One thing we will have each week though is the top building permits, both residential and commercial. So we think that's what is of most importance to readers. If it's not, let us know. We'd love to hear from you as we get this redesign moving and going on. I'm always interested, Shelby, I have worked in newspapers probably longer than you've been alive, I think. And I was telling John Eck, our publisher, as we were approaching this redesign, that this is going to be my fifth or sixth redesign. And I can tell you absolutely it's been the easiest, the most well thought out. Every decision makes sense. And we think our people in Charlotte, where our parent company is, and the design teams that put so much time into this to give us not only options as page designers and editors, but we know our market better than they do in Charlotte, obviously. So this new publication, while it has some different dimensions, is really going to serve readers better. I don't think it's the type of thing where we're going to get a rally in front of the Wichita Business Journal steps saying we want our old Ruby newspaper back. I think everything that we're doing aids a reader more than it hinders a reader. And that in these days, in these times of newspapers, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, as you said, every decision was very intentional and is designed in a way that puts the reader at the forefront for the way that they want to consume news, giving them the news and information to, make good business decisions, which is why we're here. So I think that's all been very thoughtful, very intentional. So I'm really happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Some of the products that you see each week in the Business Journal really aren't going to change. We talk about what we called leads become public records. What we called reporter pages become topics pages. We will still have a 10 minutes with feature in about half our papers where we introduce you to someone new who you should know about in the Business Journal, in the back of the Business Journal each week. And we're not going to change that. It'll just look a little bit different. So we hope that this is going to be a popular change. We want to hear from you. You can give me or Shelby a call. I'm at 316-266-6172. Shelby's at 316-266-6194. I almost had it. 266-6191. Or it's skellerman@bizjournals.com or kseminoff@bizjournals.com. Please let us know how we're doing. We want to hear from you what you like about the new paper, what you don't like. But as I thumb through all these pages, boy, everything pops from photos to headlines to people we profile to advertising. It just looks great. And I think that's going to be the great thing about this. So, Shelby, thanks for joining me as we talk about our new paper, which we are excited about. We hope the public will be too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, that's it for Biz Talk this week, episode 362. Check out all our podcast episodes at our Biz Talk Hub. That's at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Biz Talk is a production of the Wichita Business Journal. Thanks very much to our founding sponsor, Equity Bank. Creating the business concept turned out to be the easy part. The challenges that follow is where Equity Bank comes in. Equity Bank was built by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Let them help your business evolve and solve your challenges. Tomorrow is here. Visit them today at equitybank.com/evolve. Be well and be safe. Have a profitable week.